Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Hallman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Fun political talk, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so we are continuing our discussion of the Republican and Democratic positions on housing moving forward.
Okay? Right.
So what does each party believe? We covered the Republican position.
Which I'll have a link on there on the website for you if you're interested to read the Republican platform on it.
Yeah, so if you visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for our blog post on this, we'll put the actual links in there for the full Republican position and the Democratic position coming out of the election. Yeah. And housing is just one piece of those positions.
It is. It was kind of fun, though, I'll have to admit, to read side by side the preambles of their platforms just to see, you know, similarities and the differences between them.
Yeah. Well, and the Democratic platform is 51 pages compared to the Republicans' 66 pages.
66 pages, right.
Because I think that, you know, the Democratic platform, because they have a Democrat in office,
right,
can pretty much say ditto.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they can pretty much just say whatever he did, yeah, we're for it.
And they kind of allude to that in their preamble a little bit about that. So
let's talk about their actual position on the Democratic side when it comes to housing. So the platform ends up defending a lot of the post-crisis policy framework that created the Dodd-Frank Act in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it commits to resisting any kind of rollback of related legislature or regulatory provisions.
There's not really, when you read it, there's not a criticism on the current housing policy at all. Like, they just think it's working perfectly fine.
Well, yeah, and if anything, here's what they want to do is they want to expand its reach. They want to expand because from the Republican standpoint, Dodd-Frank was very invasive, very encumbering for businesses, for lenders. And from the Democratic standpoint, everything is about protecting the consumer and overprotecting the consumer, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they drive up the cost to get a loan, they drive up the cost of everything, it's not going to help the consumer. So the second point on the Democratic platform is it acknowledges the continuing struggles of homeownership and renters harmed by the housing bust and commits to expanding access to affordable housing and homeownership. So almost everything, and when you read the details of their position, talks about pushing things for minorities, you're pushing things for the underprivileged, low income. That's most of what they really want to push.
Right, and it pretty much avoids any commitment to structural housing finance reform. Like, there's...
Well, they're definitely not talking about dismantling Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or anything like that.
Right, right. Or reviewing any federal housing programs at all. It's just not... It's like what you said, just ditto.
Right, they want to continue the neighborhood stabilization program.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look at some of the things Hillary Clinton has specifically said is that, you know, she thinks that the role of government should be expanded when it comes to housing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they want to invest $25 billion to promote sustainable homeownership.
Mm-hmm.
And they want more initiatives like the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. They want to give an additional $10,000 down payment match for first-time homebuyers who earn less than the area's median income.
Right.
So I'm going to actually get on a soapbox about this topic for just a minute, if you're okay with that, Tam.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So when it comes to how much do they give for first-time homebuyers and things like that, I'm for some of those programs. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I like the fact that, you know, we want to promote homeownership, and I think both political parties want to do that.
That is the one common thing that they're both saying.
Right. The Republican side wants to privatize it, mm-hmm. and they want to count on there being more private money and finding ways to get more private money out there.
To not have the government
dependent. They want to reduce the role of government in everyone's lives. The Democrats want to increase the role of government in our lives. So when it comes to how far do they go with that? Okay, how far do you go with helping the underprivileged people? I'll just use an example. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if you're going to do those loans, there's a requirement of certain percentages of them where you're serving the underprivileged. Okay, you're serving the low income, you're serving the minorities, and if you don't do it, then they're going to fine you, they're going to sue you. So if you do, the default rates on those loans are astronomically higher than other types of loans. So then if you have a high default rate, they're going to sue you mm-hmm. as a lender.
Right.
Because that's the catch-22 that they create that doesn't make any sense to me. And it doesn't understand the psychology. Okay, when home ownership was up to basically 70% home ownership in our country, what we have to look at with that is, do 70% of the people actually deserve to own a home? Not do they deserve to have a home to live in, but are they responsible enough to actually own a home? And the answer was no. Okay, we're actually down to about 63% of people are homeowners now. Mm-hmm. And there's a balance in there somewhere, because you get too high if you make it too easy to own a home. Not everybody's capable of owning one. Like, they're not responsible enough mm-hmm. to take care of it.
Right. I can see that.
So back when, you know, during the roaring 2000s, can't tell you how many times we would see people that bought a house under those initiatives, and they would call back up a year later and go, you know what? I've got a water leak. Where can I go drop my keys off? I don't want to have the house anymore. And like, they just want to give the house back. Like, literally, they just want to give the house back because something broke.
Okay.
Yeah, where's my landlord? Who's going to come fix this? Okay. Go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. That's who's going to fix it. You.
Right. As a homeowner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So those policy statements, and you've looked at some of them from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was interesting to read, you know, just to see where people are coming from. And I think you and I both, you know, I probably favor more of the Republican side, but I can also see some of the things the Democrats are saying in their platform. When you read it, some of it makes sense. I don't know. Democracy is three wolves, man. One and one sheep voting on what's for dinner. So it's like, what do you do with that? I don't know.
Well, I hope that they can understand, like, really to just start to think about how human psychology works, because most of what they're doing, it's definitely just moves toward socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely feels like that's the movement that's going on anyway.
All right. Well, I think we better we'll get off that topic here, because it's one that we don't want our show to get too political, but this is something when it comes to housing.
Yeah, and if you guys have opinions, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear them. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you have another site, something to link us to.
Yeah, if you have any data on this that you want us to take a look at, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and use a contact form and send us information on there. We'd be very interested to hear your opinions and let's hear what you think. So mm-hmm. reach out to us.
Yep.
There's no test at the end.
definitely
no test at the end, no right or wrong answer.
All right.
So when we return, we're going to be talking about the biggest fights that men and women have around money. When we return, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.